This is a special report from ABC News Trump assassination attempt. I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump says it's more important than ever that we stand united after he was injured Saturday in an assassination attempt in western Pennsylvania. Eyewitnesses telling their stories of what happened at that rally. Leonard Verdetto says
it sounded like firecrackers, really, you know, but then would realizing like, oh, man, shots were happening. That's when we actually duck. So we came to full solution, like, oh, this is shooting that's happening.
The shooter was killed by Secret Service snipers, identified as a 20-year-old man from western Pennsylvania. Law enforcement's concerned there are explosives in his vehicle. They're working to make sure the area is safe. One person was killed in the shooting. He's been identified as 50-year-old volunteer fire chief Corey Comparator. Two others were hurt. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are being briefed on the investigation into the shooting. This is ABC News. The world remembering Richard Simmons after the weight loss and self-help guru died at 76. ABC's Chris Connolly says he was known for his relentless positivity and optimism.
Richard Simmons was America's most popular and irrepressible fitness advocate, an energizer bunny of ceaseless encouragement. Richard Simmons' concern for the health of his public was very real. His advocacy on behalf of kids' self-esteem, even leading him to testify before Congress years ago.
I wanted to make sure that they knew the other side of Richard Simmons. And I put a suit on and I went to Washington. And people told me I looked good. And that I sounded good and I made sense. And that's going to be my legacy.
A new dinosaur is going on display at the Los Angeles Natural History Museum called Natalie because of the bugs that swarmed when the dinosaur was dug up. Notable because it has green bones. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is currently mostly sunny and 81 degrees at 12:03. Look for partly cloudy, hot, and muggy conditions today with a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90 with winds out of the southwest 5 to 12. A 50% chance of scattered showers and storms in the early evening tonight, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 69, and mixed skies, hot and muggy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely by afternoon. Some could be severe with a high of 89. And once again, currently in Richland Center, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Today is Sunday, July 14th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Couple pieces of information to pass along to start off our newscast. First of all, there is a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Lafarge and Viola, and that is until 3 p.m. tomorrow. Also, with the hot temperatures, the Cradlewall Memorial Building is opened as a cooling center today, and that will be open until 7 p.m. Former President Donald Trump was the target of an apparent assassination attempt at a Pennsylvania rally days before he was to accept the Republican nomination for a third time. A barrage of gunfire set off panic yesterday, and a bloodied Trump was surrounded by Secret Service and hurried to his SUV as he pumped his fist in a show of defiance. Trump's campaign said the presumptive GOP nominee was doing fine after the shooting, which he said pierced the upper part of his right ear. The FBI early today named 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt. A local prosecutor said the suspected gunman and at least one attendee were dead. Law enforcement officials tell the Associated Press that bomb-making materials were found inside the vehicle of the man suspected of the Trump rally shooting. There were also bomb-making materials found at his home. The two officials were not authorized to speak publicly and spoke to AP on conditions of anonymity. Trump called today for unity and resilience as shocked leaders across the political divide recoiled from the shooting that left him wounded but fine, and the gunman and a rally-goer dead. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee said the upper part of his right ear was pierced in the shooting. His aides said he was in great spirits and doing well. Homeland Security and law enforcement officials are to brief President Joe Biden today on the latest information about the apparent assassination attempt on his predecessor, Donald Trump. The White House is continuing to call for national unity and to condemn the stunning act of violence. At the same time, Biden's team is grappling privately with how to manage the political implications of a shooting targeting the man that the president hopes to defeat in November's election. Calibrating the right tone going forward could be especially challenging, with Election Day now less than 4 months away. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports today that this morning at approximately 2, their sheriff's office 911 dispatch center was notified of a serious motorcycle crash. The crash occurred on Holt Road between Lawrence Ridge Road and Mellum Road, rural DeSoto, in the town of Wheatland. The operator was traveling south and struck a tree that had fallen across the roadway as an apparent result of the recent thunderstorm that affected the area. The operator, who was also the lone occupant, sustained various serious injuries. Although life-saving efforts were performed, the operator was pronounced dead at the scene by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Assisting the sheriff's office were the Wheatland Fire Department, Wheatland First Responders, Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, and Vernon Electric Cooperative. The name of the operator is expected to be released by tomorrow morning. The operator was not wearing a helmet. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club is holding the second annual Rib Fest today from now until 2 or until sold out at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park. Cost of the meal, which includes a slab of ribs, potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and bread, is $18. A carryout option is available for those not wishing to eat at the picnic shelter. Cold beverages will be available at the food stand. In addition, Flo the Paddle Ship, mascot of the Friends of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway, will be on display. Beanbag boards will be set up. Raffles and other fun activities will keep you entertained. Don't miss the Sauk County Fair going on today in Baraboo. Activities include Lee Rochu, the band, at the Litcher Pavilion until 2 today. Interactive displays will be available all afternoon. The Farmers Angel Network Ice Cream Social near Progress Hall will be serving from 1 to 3, and carnival rides will resume at 1. Sauk County Master Gardeners will be on hand at 3 to create butterfly feeding stations in the commercial building. Activities and carnival rides will conclude this evening at 5 at the Sauk County Fair in Baraboo. And the American Red Cross continues to stress that blood and platelet donors are critically needed right now to support life-saving transfusions this summer. Donors of all blood types are in demand, especially those with type O blood and donors giving platelets. Every donation counts in the mission to keep blood products stocked for patients, including those facing life-threatening situations. More than a quarter of all blood products each year are used in critical care and emergency room cases, highlighting the importance of generous blood and platelet donors. Three blood drives will be held this week. The first will be in Wisconsin Dells at St. Cecilia Parish Center. That'll be held on Tuesday from 9:30 to 2:30. Two blood drives will be held Wednesday. One will be from 9 to 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The second will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Volunteers are needed at the Richland Center blood drive. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. WRCO News Time is 12:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 81 degrees at 12:12. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Dated July 1876, the first passenger train ran from Richland Center to Lone Rock. Taken from a 1938 article in the Richland Observer, the headline reads, "The First Iron Horse." Compare it with the streamliners of today. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, BA12097, the early settlers of Richland Center wanted a railroad not many years after the place became a small village. Even as early as 1857, a movement was made to bring the railroad to the village. It was not until 1872 that the legislature granted a charter for a road. Officers were elected, but it was not until 1875 that the preliminary organization was made and a contract was let for the grading, the road bed, surfacing the same, and laying a wooden rail at what would be $400 per mile. In December of 1875, the engine that was pictured was purchased. It cost $5,000, weighed 10 tons, and was a perfect model, the latest engine in its class. It was hauled across the county from Lone Rock to Richland Center on logging trucks. The road soon was carried to completion, and on the 1st of July, 1876, the first passenger train ran from Richland Center to Lone Rock. It was a narrow gauge. Often the engine was taxed beyond its capacity to haul for the loads of freight in and out of Richland Center. The road was sold on May 26, 1880, to the Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul Railroad Company. The road was then changed into a standard gauge iron rails laid, and even brought about Richland Center to a closer touch with the outside world. When this streamlined engine was brought to Lone Rock, then to Richland Center, overland by oxen and teams, it did the job of hauling the cannonball on logging tracks. It was a great day for Richland Center and Richland County when the whistle blows for the engine and resounding up and down the valley. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Muscadet Toll Bridge.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
And because of the hot temperatures, the Crotwell Memorial Building in Muscadet will be open as a cooling center. So if you need a place to go to keep cool during these hot temperatures, head on down to Muscadet to the Crotwell Memorial Building. And that will be open until 7 this evening.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday 8 to 4, close holidays.
Today is Sunday, July 14th. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held today at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church today from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold Hannum is survived by his wife, Ginger, one daughter, Heather and Bruce Hoffman, two grandchildren, one brother, Lawrence and Nancy Hannum, two sisters, Lois and Bill Dillo, and Rita and Ron Williford. Sisters and brothers-in-law, Sandy Hannum, Julie Wilson, Glee and Jerry Moore, and Grace and Carl Schellenberger. Many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church and Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Bev Miller is survived by her husband of nearly 70 years, Lemuel Jr., 4 children, Steve and Sharon Miller of Rockbridge, Mark Miller of New Mexico, Vicki and Aaron Kimberlin of Peoria, Arizona, and Paul Miller and Vannery Ung of San Diego, California. 10 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, her sister, Shirley and Arnold Ludwig of Macon, Georgia, sister-in-law, Jane Fry of Elkhorn, and Janet and David Neef of Lone Rock. Special friends, Gaylord and Marie Willis, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral service will be held at 11, Tuesday, at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow at Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Christ Lutheran Church tomorrow from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until 11. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home, Highland, is serving the family. Virgil Niles is survived by his wife, Phyllis, 4 children, Penny and Mike Price of Dodgeville, Joey and Kristen Niles of Stitzer, Sherry and Mike Brokish of Dodgeville, and Laura and Mike Anderson of Highland. 10 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a brother, Kenny Niles of Highland, sister, Doris Smith of McFarland, sisters-in-law, Sharon and Donnie Martin of Bellevue, Iowa, and Sharon Hadley of Durango, Iowa. Nieces, nephews, and other family and friends. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland. Donald B. Hanco, 73, of Casanova, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held at 3, Tuesday, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Casanova. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family. Don Hanco is survived by his nieces, Lisa Laverty, Tammy Fowle, Julie Potts, and Kristen and Bill McAlpine. Many great nieces and nephews, and other relatives and friends. Donald B. Hanco, 73, of Casanova. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Marjorie Grandstaff include 3 daughters, Cheryl Gustafson of Ashland, Dixie and Charles Gump of Yorkville, Illinois, and Margene and Steve Lamb of Racine. 7 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, her brother, Bill and Patricia Harris of Soldiers Grove, and numerous nieces and nephews. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100 of Yorkville, Illinois.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed through Sunday. Turbos will reopen to serve great lunches and dinners starting Wednesday, July 17th. You'll enjoy the festive atmosphere along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great tasting food, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbos Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbos in Hub City will be closed now through this Sunday.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Sunday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet conditions for now around here, but we're carefully watching off to the west as some more thunderstorms could erupt right on top of us thanks to a disturbance over southern Minnesota and northern Iowa tracking this way. It will interact with the very warm and humid air in place. Some of the storms could get on the strong side late this afternoon into this evening across southern Wisconsin with hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain all possible. Tomorrow, repeat performance as another front moves in, this time a cold front, plowing into the warm, humid air. Looks like around early to mid-afternoon is our main chance of storms. Once that system pushes out, we should be in for a nice dry stretch as we head into Tuesday all the way through at least Friday, with cooler, less humid air filtering down from Canada as well. Should be some rather refreshing weather. It'll turn a little bit warmer by next weekend again, and there could be some spotty showers returning. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy, becoming hot and muggy, with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon. Wind southwest up to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, 50% chance of scattered showers and storms early in the evening. Partly cloudy with areas of fog. Low temperature just 69 degrees and the winds light. Mixed skies, hot and humid tomorrow. Scattered storms likely by afternoon. Some could be severe. High near 89. The wind variable in direction, becoming westerly up to 10. Monday night, any showers or storms ending, then partly cloudy, low in the mid-60s. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid with a high near 81. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, rather comfortable, low in the mid-50s with highs in the mid-70s. Thursday, mostly sunny, should be a perfect day, low at 52, high of 78. Friday, sunshine continues and still comfortable, low 53, high 79. By next Saturday, partly sunny, small chance of showers with a high of 82. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 83 degrees after a morning low of 66. Yesterday's high was 88 and we received a half inch of rain. Record high set back in 1936 is 106 degrees with a record low of 45 set back in 1940. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 65. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:40 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:35. Winds are out of the southwest at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.89. Our relative humidity is 60%, which is, makes the 83 degrees that we currently have feel like it's 86 outside. And we have received 56/100 of an inch of rain so far today. We received that during the overnight hours. So that combined with the storm, that rain we received last night, gives us a total from that storm of an inch and 6/100 of rain. Once again, our current temperature is 83 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes gold-class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included hot shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thee. WRCO Sports is sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Here is Phil Nee with a look at today's local baseball broadcast.
Later today in his hometown in baseball on WRCO, Blanchardville plays at Arena, and Arena manager Nick Jennings says it's an important game.
Got to try and get that one if we can. Blanchardville, we played them earlier in the year over Memorial Day weekend, and we actually had a 5-0 lead on them down there after six innings, and we let that one get away from us. All that being said, they have the ability to strike at any moment with some of the hitters they have, and so it's going to be it'll be a challenging game for us. We'll have to stay focused and do the best we can.
Pre-game time around 12:40 today. First pitch time 1:00. Blanchardville at Arena. Today's area hometown of baseball matchup. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
And thanks, Phil. And the time, actually, of that game has been changed. So instead of 1 o'clock first pitch time, the first pitch will be at 3:15 between Blanchardville and Arena, which means our pregame you will be able to hear at around 2:55, and Mr. Phil Nee will be making the call for that broadcast. Other Home Talent League games going on in the area today include, in the Western section, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb against Belleville, Ridgeway at Schulzburg Benton. It'll be Wyota hosting Dodgeville, and Argyle will be hosting Muscadet. And there was one game that was scheduled for today that has already been played, and Verona beat Hollandale by a score of 3-2. Over in the northern section, look for games being played today in that feature. Casanova at Reedsburg, Cross Plains at Mazomini, Middleton will be hosting Plain, and Sauk Prairie hosting Wanakee. C.J. Abrams hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the ninth inning for the Washington Nationals, who won consecutive games for the first time since July 4th with a 6-5 victory over the NL Central leading Milwaukee Brewers. Left-hander Mitchell Parker couldn't get out of the first inning, throwing 46 pitches and recording just two outs while putting the Nationals in a 5-0 hole. But Washington's bullpen kept the Brewers' offense at bay over the final eight innings Saturday, allowing only three hits while striking out 10 batters. And the Brewers will be looking to salvage that series, at least with one win in the final game before the All-Star break. And you'll be able to hear the broadcasts of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 1:10, and the pregame is currently underway. Other games being played today. Actually, there was one. It's going to be the Yankees at the Orioles. Sorry about that. The Phillies will be hosting the Athletics. The Royals will be at the Red Sox. The Mets will be at the Rockies. Mets will be hosting the Rockies. The Tigers hosting the Dodgers. The Reds hosting the Marlins. The Guardians will be at the Rays. It'll be the Pirates at the White Sox. The Astros hosting the Rangers. The Cardinals hosting the Cubs. The Twins will be at the Giants. The Mariners at the Angels. And the Braves at the Padres. And also it will be the Arizona Diamondbacks hosting the Blue Jays. And there will be no Sunday night game because they are going into the All-Star break. Aaron Judge has set a franchise record for the New York Yankees yesterday with his 34th home run before the All-Star break. Roger Maris hit 33 before the break in 1961. That was the year he finished with a major league record of 61. Then Judge matched that mark of 33 in 2022. He went on to hit 62 that season, breaking what had become an American League full-season mark held by Maris. Juan Soto and Judge hit back-to-back homers in the fifth inning against Baltimore on Saturday. Steve Stricker chipped in twice for a birdie on the last five holes and shot a 3-under 67 yesterday at Firestone to take a one-stroke lead in the final round of the College Companies Championship. Winless this season, Stricker is trying to win the Senior Major Championship for the third time in 4 years. He chipped in on the par 4, 14th and 18th holes, the last getting him 9-under 201 on the difficult South Course. The 57-year-old Wisconsin player won at Firestone in 2021 and 2023. Hall of Famer Ernie Els and Robert Carlson were tied for second. Els, a two-time winner this season, holed out from 132 yards from the rough for eagle on the par 4, 17th in a 64. Carlson shot 66. And Spain and England will meet in the European Championship final. Much of the focus is on the teenage wonder kid and whether one of the world's most underachieving teams can end its decade-long wait for a title. Prince William and Spain's King Philippe were among the dignitaries expected to attend. Spain is bidding to win the Euros for a record fourth time and for the first time since 2012. The team's new superstar is a 17-year-old winger, Lamine Yamal. England lays claim to be the birthplace of soccer and hasn't won a major title since the 1966 World Cup. This is the team's second straight European Championship final. The teams have taken different paths to the final, taking place at Berlin's Olympia Stadium. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
100.9 WRCO.
Patti Loveless with Can't Get Enough on Country and Community. Right now, our time is 12:43, temperature 84 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. And I got a call from Mark Cup down in Muscadet at the Rib Fest that's going on today. He just called to let everybody know that they are almost out of ribs, but they do have like 25 left. So if you want your ribs and you want to be sure to get one, be sure to head down to Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet, as they will be serving. He said they'll probably be serving till the next, for the, at least the next half hour or so, and he said, or until they're sold out. It depends on whichever happens. And if that information, if we have more information on that, if it's been extended, Ribfest was originally held till 2, but he says at least the next half hour they'll probably have ribs. And if you're interested in that, go ahead and get a great rib dinner down at the Ribfest in Muscadet. That's sponsored by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. And just to let you know what's in that meal in case you're interested, the ribs are prepared by Soggy Bottom Barbecue, and for $18, you'll get the rib, the potato salad, coleslaw, beans, bread, and carryouts are available. Also, there are cold beverages sold by the Lions Club. And while you're there, you can have your picture taken with Flo the paddlefish. And all proceeds will support community projects. So be sure to stop on down there and try to get some ribs before they run out. And I haven't had those yet. I always seem to be working when they have those ribs, but I understand they are awesome. So be sure to stop down to the Victoria Riverside Park and get your ribs. Coming up next, we have Sarah Evans with 21 Days.
Days. 21 days. in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position. 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
WRCO. They sat at the table, polite conversation, avoiding the issue at hand. Then he made the coffee, and she did the dishes, and sat down at the table again. She waited a moment, hoping he would speak first, though it never had happened before. He sat there in silence, expecting the worst, till she couldn't wait anymore. She said, I'm mad. He heard I'm leaving. She said, I need your attention. He heard I want you to crawl. She said, I'm on eggshells, I just had to clear the air. He looked at her like she was speaking Chinese, with some of the letters left out. Tried started laughing. They both reached out their hands. She said, I think we're from two different planets. No wonder we misunderstand. She said, I'm mad. He heard I'm leaving. She said, I need your attention. He heard I want you to crawl. She said, I'm
Richland Center.
There is a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Lafarge and by